Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, videomaker, Oakland native, and a world health advocate. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories, with a trigger warning for graphic descriptions of the symptoms of the Ebola virus.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today in 2019, the World Health Organization, otherwise known as WHO, declared an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo to be a public health emergency of international concern. Though this particular outbreak had started a year earlier in 2018, it took a year for it to be recognized as a public health emergency by the World Health Organization. Let's reverse and talk about what that means, the history of Ebola, how it affects victims, and where the world stands now with the disease. Although this particular Ebola outbreak didn't occur until 2018, the terrifying disease has been around for much longer than that. It first emerged in 1976 in the region of the Ebola River in Sudan and the country then known as Zaire. The area formerly known as Zaire is now the Democratic Republic of the Congo. That first outbreak infected about 284 people. Although that number may not seem too high, there's a staggering aspect of both that particular outbreak and Ebola in general. The mortality rate was 53%. The next outbreak of the virus, which happened several months later, had an even higher mortality rate. 88%. Okay, that's certainly horrifying. In comparison, the ongoing coronavirus pandemic that has terrorized the planet has a mortality rate of less than 1%. It's truly cataclysmic to imagine a disease with a mortality rate of above 53% becoming a pandemic when one with a 1% mortality rate has caused humans so much pain, loss, and havoc. The third time Ebola surfaced, it happened stateside, in Reston, Virginia. It was identified in 1989 when infected monkeys were transported to Reston from the Philippines. In a strange turn of events, this appearance of Ebola didn't result in anyone actually developing full-blown hemorrhagic fever. So no humans died, but it was a stark reminder of how easy it could be for a virus that many assumed to be localized to the African continent to travel abroad to the United States. You might be wondering, what is hemorrhagic fever? I'm going to repeat my content warning from here because this is pretty ghastly stuff. A hemorrhagic fever is a disease that causes problems with the blood's ability to clot, which leads to excessive bleeding. Excessive bleeding is pretty bad, but Ebola is somehow worse. Ebola can make a person bleed from nearly every orifice. The person's eyes can become red with broken blood vessels, and blood can leak from around their eyes. They might vomit blood, and the muscles can dissolve as their blood vessels break, causing paralysis and making it look like someone's face is melting off. I'll stop with the graphic descriptions here, but it's really one of the most horrifying diseases that you can possibly imagine. So, as you can see, the Ebola outbreak in 2019 in the Democratic Republic of the Congo was a catastrophe. It became the second largest Ebola outbreak ever recorded in history. The outbreak was declared over about a year later on June 25th, 2020. There were 3,470 cases, 2,287 deaths, and 1,171 survivors. Though Ebola as a disease is frankly terrifying, the good news is that it's not airborne. It can only spread through physical body fluids like blood, spit, and vomit, so it never spreads as quickly or virulently as an airborne disease like the coronavirus. Nevertheless, it's important to remember that diseases of all stripes can erupt anywhere in the world at any time, and we need to support populations all over the world when they are stricken by such cataclysmic events. Though diseases like Ebola are terrifying, it's important that we talk about them, so that way they remain in the public eye instead of being swept under the rug. It's important that we never forget the victims and their families. We're so lucky to have the dedicated researchers and scientists who devote their lives to stopping diseases like Ebola from spreading worldwide and who work to save those who do encounter the disease. Now, for a much lighter topic, let's talk about some music. Today, we're joined by a very special guest, Mikey. He's here to talk about this day in his history.
Hey, everyone. It's Mikey from the artist known as Mikey. Today is July 17th, 2021. It's a big day. I get to celebrate an anniversary of a release today. On July 17, 2020, I put out a song called Hand Me Down. And at the time, it was so nice to put out. I was sitting on it for so long. It was just a good feeling to finally share it with the world. And here we are today. I get to celebrate the one-year anniversary of it being out there. So hope everyone's got their little wins to celebrate today. Hope everyone's happy and healthy. And, you know, just having a dope day.
And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a July 17th in my life. Oh my God, I can't believe I've made it this far with having something to say for nearly every single day of my life so far. Pretty wild. Let's see what I was doing. The summer months are always kind of like pretty low key on my end. I don't think I take a lot of photos because I'm usually just spending a lot of time with my family. On July 17th, 2016, I was upstate as I usually am most summers with my family. Upstate New York is where I go to visit my grandma. And in 2016, they usually do a special thing where they rent out a speedboat for a day and we can take it out on the lake. This is like a very special occasion because I don't know, like being able to have access to a speedboat is pretty fun. And I like going swimming in the lake with my family. It's a really, really good time. So I was doing that like 5 years ago now. It feels like yesterday. I'm really excited. I am actually going upstate pretty soon. I'm very excited to do that and see my family. So that'll be a really good time. And just appreciate and enjoy getting to see your loved ones when you can. It's been a really long time and a very hard year so far to talk about, you know, disease actually. With COVID, it's been a very weird year that I haven't gotten to see a lot of my family. I don't know. I think if I can give you any piece of advice, it's to remember the moments that you've had with your loved ones and try to make more of them as well. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had.